In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint Andrew, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Andrew, one of the apostles, the brother of Peter. And they are known for, or Saint Andrew is known for his being a great instrument in the hands of God, you might say, in the sense in the opening prayer today that it said that he was a great preacher and pastor, and that we asked for him to continue to intercede for us even now. Being a pastor, being a priest as he was, an apostle, that was his first duty, was to be a mediator between God and men. He did that through his preaching. He did that as being a shepherd. And he is already, you might say, acting as a mediator even before our Lord called him to be an apostle. When he first heard our Lord's words about come follow me, shortly after that, after he recognized that our Lord was the Messiah, that he was the one that they were looking for, he went and got his brother Peter and said, come, we found the Messiah. And he mediated in other times in the gospel. He's the one that introduced the Greeks who were coming to wanted to see our Lord. He acted as a great facilitator in that way, mediating, trying to be one who would go out and be a bridge between our Lord and others. And that's what the church is in its essence, a bridge between heaven and earth. And each and every one of us should be like that, a little bridge in our family and in our community, in our parish, where God can work through us and bring Christ to others through us. That's what Andrew did so well, even from the very beginning. And it says this in the saint's writing for St. Andrew today in the Gospel of John, a meditation written by St. John Chrysostom. He says, to support one another in the things of the Spirit is the true sign of goodwill between brothers, of loving kinship and sincere affection. To support one another in the things of the Spirit is the true sign of goodwill between brothers, of loving kinship and sincere affection. To support one another in the things of the Spirit. That means that by our good example, and especially in the things of the Spirit, when he's talking about, practicing the virtues, in supporting one another in our faith, can you imagine? We've gone from, I don't know what the mass attendance was before Vatican II. I have no idea if they even took polls then to find out how many people went to mass regularly every Sunday. But obviously since then, it's like gone down to 20-some percent maybe in the United States, which is down from when it was only a few years ago, it was probably 30-some percent. But that, I think that's pretty bad when only one-fifth of the Catholic population is going to Mass on a regular basis. But when I was in Australia, the Catholic attendance at Mass on a weekend was 5%. And the Protestants was 3% regular attendance. Now, can you imagine if, we look about supporting one another in the things of the Spirit, how one person's laziness or just stops going to Mass affects the others around them? They say, well, Joe didn't go to Mass today. You know, must not be a bad thing. I guess I'll stay away too. And especially if it's a mother and father who stop going to Mass. It takes the whole family. But to support one another in the things of the Spirit is a true sign of goodwill between brothers. That means I'm wishing you well when I support you in living out your vocation. You know, when I give you good example, we're all to edify one another. That is an important thing that we always have to keep in mind. That supports one another. You know, when you do your part, you answer the call, and you try to fulfill your vocation. It also encourages others to do the same. That's why, you know, in essence, religious communities even sprang up, is because they wanted to support one another in living out the faith. Eventually, you know, hermits went out into the desert, and then other hermits came there and said, well, you know, it's a lot easier to live the faith when we have others that we can support one another. And then, you know, we had communities spring up, religious communities. That's why we're no man is an island. We are meant to assist one another, not just temporally by giving someone something to eat or assisting one another in the things of the temporal realm, but also and especially in the things of the Spirit. It shows that we are truly brothers, that we have a loving kinship and a sincere affection. You know, it doesn't mean that we have to go around hugging one another, but you know, when we do our part, when we fulfill our vocation, when we love another person enough to give them good example, that's a sign of sincere affection. You know, that's so important in our world today. When we talk about the new evangelization, St. Andrew, in one sense, could be an excellent model. For he went out of his way, maybe went out of his comfort zone, was always looking to see what was the needs of others. He found that treasure in the field. When our Lord, he recognized him to be the Messiah, and immediately he went and started to bring others to the Lord. He wasn't going to keep it to himself. And obviously, when only 20-some percent of Catholics are going to Mass on a regular basis, they obviously, there's another 80-some percent that don't appreciate or realize, haven't yet found the treasure in the field. They had it, and they probably buried it again. But, you know, we need to start evangelizing one another within the household of the faith. And that is where we can start, right at home. And once we do that, you know, encourage one another by giving good example, by praying for one another, all those things of the Spirit, you know, that to encourage and foster others in their vocation, whether it be to priesthood, religious life, married state, you know, that we do so by fulfilling our vocation, whatever we're called to do. That is the first charity we can show to others, is by fidelity to our state in life. And you know, that's really, in all the ages of the church, that has been the greatest sign of confidence that we know that we are going to be taken care of by God. You might say, how do we know that whatever age we are in, that we are going to be spared of or taken care of when persecution arises? How we know we will, you know, what is a good indicator that we are, that we should have great hope and confidence, is because we're being faithful to our vocation. If we do what God wants us to do every day, you know, we fulfill our tasks as best we can with the help of God's grace, then we can be assured that God will come to our aid, that we will have his providential care, no matter whether it be the persecutions of the Romans or persecutions under the communists in Russia, or the persecutions that are here today or in the future, to the degree that we are faithful to what we're called to do, you know, we will have the grace and God will be there to help and assist us. If we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, if we're not faithful to our vocation, to our calling as Christians, you know, living out the Ten Commandments, fulfilling the precepts of the church, and one of them is going to Mass faithfully every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, we will not have any assurance that God will be there to help us, because we haven't been living under His providential care. So this is, you might say, we're looking for insurance, you might say, on the Day of Judgment. That'll be the greatest thing that will give testimony on our behalf, is that we did our best to remain faithful and showed fidelity in our service of the Lord. Fidelity to our vocation is first and foremost what God called us to, and we were faithful to that calling. Let us ask St. Andrew today that he will assist us by his prayers in heaven as we pray in the opening prayer, that we too will support one another in the things of the Spirit, to give good example, to edify one another by our words and actions, and fidelity to our vocation as Catholic Christians. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.